more cup success this week for the club. How good is it that, you know, with the League Cup and now with the Johnston's Paint Trophy as well, how does that sort of impact the league form, do you think?
It is good because sort of winning games at any competition is what we're here for, and I know it's probably down there on our sort of list of most important things, but what they do is they give lads who haven't sort of played many minutes this season a chance to have a bit of a run out, and we've had a good win, a good performance, and people will be banging on the gaffer's door for Saturday.
I suspect there was a lot of benefit for the players in that game on Tuesday night.
Yeah, the JPT games are tough. They're more sort of, you have to get your head around it early doors before the game, but it's a competitive game, and we went there and we put on a good performance and a solid show, and went to the next round of the cup, which brings confidence in itself.
How good is it to have Jose Baxter back, and he sort of played in a deeper role to begin with, then move forward, but how good was it to see him back on the field given how well he's played this year?
Yeah, it's brilliant to have him around. Sort of when he was injured and that, he was head down sulking a bit, and we didn't really get to see much of him because the injured lads are kept away, but he's slowly, sort of the last couple of weeks, he's been in and around the squad, and he's chirpy and lively, and with the way he's on the pitch is the way he's off it, and no, it's good to see him back and good to see him get a goal, and he's getting fitter and sort of sharper as the days go on. And with Jose, he's a good footballer, he's comfortable on the ball, so he can play a number of positions sort of in a game. If you want him to push on, he can go up top, or want him to drop deep, he can sit in front of the back four, and it's good to have a player like that in the squad.
Is he at sort of that level whereby you see him in the team, you see Zoe, you're trying to get the ball to him as much as possible?
Yeah, I think you have to, yeah, with your match winners like Jose. I think it was Crawley at home, and it was a tight game, and I don't think he's whipped one in the top corner, and those sort of players are worth their weight in gold, really, just can do something out of nothing. And Jose is one of two or three who've got like that, and you need match winners in your team, and everyone's delighted that he's back and available for selection.
Yeah, you mentioned that he's got the goal, and he's now got four. Yeah. For the year, is there a bit of a battle going on there at the top of the charts?
No, I think he's on penalties now, so I said to him the other night, I was disappointed that he's come and pushed me off the penalties, but it's good to see Jose scoring, and obviously Jamal as well. We're chipping in sort of from all areas. There's a lot of people who scored this season. We need to score a bit more off set pieces. We haven't scored as many as we can off set pieces, but it's nice that the midfield lads are chipping in as well.
The manager's just been talking about, you know, he doesn't feel like the team necessarily needs that 25-30 goal striker if, you know, he's got several players who are chipping in, and you are doing that, I suppose.
Yeah, we've been scoring, or like I said, I've got four, Jose's got four, he's been playing in midfield, Jammer's got two, Flynn has scored, Murph's has scored, so as well as Sparky and Higgy, then I think if you want to be successful, the midfield lads have got to chip in. You can't rely on the lads up front every time, and this year a lot of the midfield lads have chipped in. We just need Skoogs now to get off the mark.
I suppose the focus is more at the other end, isn't it? You know, you're trying to stop those goals going in, especially away from home.
Yeah, we've been talking about that a lot. We all know as a team it's not been good enough. We've conceded too many goals, and I think in this league especially it's important to get the first goal away from home, and when teams score against you, with it being Sheffield United, the whole place sort of lifts. You could see it on Saturday, the difference it had. We have got to be, it's one extreme to another. Sort of the end of last year, we were really really strong at the back and weren't conceding many goals, but we've got to get back to keeping clean sheets, because if you're conceding a lot of goals, and you're going to lose football matches and away from home, that's what's happened.
What was the big difference between maybe the back end of last year and the start of this year? Because you were so effective last year in winning tight games, weren't you?
Yeah, well, we can't really put our finger on it. We've had meetings, and it's a strange one, really, because last year when we were playing, it just didn't seem like we were going to concede a goal at all, and we didn't. Very rarely we did. I think I come on loan in sort of February or whatever, and I conceded my first goal after 12 games. Like, wow, what's what on that? We've conceded a goal.
You've played Leyton Orient already, so you kind of know what you're going to expect from them, but it should be a different game. I mean, there have been a couple of changes there, haven't there?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a really strange night, the night we played them, with the chairman's piece and the programme and everything. It seemed a bit bizarre, really, that I think Russell Slade sort of knew as well his time was up and that he wanted to leave. I think speaking to a couple of their lads before the game, they knew before the game that he was gone in the morning as well, so... there has been a lot of change. I think they changed two or three players as well, big personnel, so they'll be a different team tomorrow. But we've just got to be, we need to go and have a reaction after Saturday. We were disappointed with the way we played against Chesterfield. That result, like the way it happened, shouldn't have happened, and we need to go and put that right despite who we're playing tomorrow.
How good is it to be back at Bramall Lane as well, because you've not had too many games there recently, have you?
No, it seems like we haven't been there for a while, but yeah, home advantage is important. You've got to win your home games. We've got to stay patient. If it's 0-0 at half time or whatever, then we need to keep passing the ball and getting people on the ball that can hurt them. And it's a big game for us tomorrow. It'd be nice to get 3 points to take into the Bradford game. Because like you said, we're away from home. We've the last sort of month or so, we haven't been what we want to be, and we're putting more pressure on ourselves at home to go and get results. So we just need to be bright and sharp from the word go tomorrow.
Talking about not being in many games at Bramall Lane, it's a trend that's going to continue for the rest of this month, but then you do get quite a long run with a lot of home games coming up, and I suppose it's why it's hard to judge the table at this stage, isn't it?
Yes, it's still a bit early. We need a run of games where we pick up some wins. Like I said, the away form, we've been putting ourselves under pressure at home, but we've been winning games at home, so we need to carry on doing that. It is important to get your home games in and win your home games. Like I said, not many teams in this league don't play in front of 18,000 every week like we do, so we need to make that our sort of fortress, if you like. And I think we got beat by Bristol at home, but that's it really, and we need to keep grinding the results out.